Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Have you tried the Audioboom mobile app? It automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone each morning. It's called the Daily Download. And with that, you can listen offline to your favorite stuff, for example, on your commute if you're not connected. Also, if you create audio, the mobile app enables you to record and edit and upload and file your audio reports, all while you're out and about on location. And that way, they can instantly be heard by your fans or your followers on social media. Apple hires a famous radio DJ, and YouTube might start a radio service. We'll get to all that and more. First, a reminder. If you have an early-stage startup company that is connected to the streaming audio space, you should know about Rain Summit West, April 12th in Las Vegas. It is the leading preeminent information and networking conference for the streaming audio industry. A few selected young companies in streaming audio will present their businesses at Rain Summit West. For information about how to submit your company for consideration, send an email to startups@rainnews.com. Zane Lowe, that's the name of a well-known DJ in Britain and around the world for his weeknight music discovery radio show on the BBC. And he has taken a position at Apple in Cupertino in the U.S. His final show on the BBC will air on March 5th. He is best known and trusted for promoting unknown musicians and helping them break into successful recording artists. Zane Lowe's exact role at Apple is unknown, and that knowledge void is filled with speculation. It's easy to imagine that Apple, which acquired Beats Music last year, plans to put Zane Lowe into the music curation mix somehow. Beats Music, which is barely more than 1 year old now, pushed celebrity curation in its marketing when it launched. That was before Apple bought the service. So the idea of a celebrity music expert stepping into that world is easy to swallow. Many observers of this business are staging this news as a kind of man versus machine for selecting music. The actual music curation business is not that simple, since many music services use a mix of algorithms and human programmers. But it is interesting that Apple is grabbing an asset from a broadcast institution, the BBC, to improve its music technology products. Meanwhile, is Google starting something called YouTube Radio? According to a rumor based on a leaked screenshot, Google does appear to be preparing that feature as part of YouTube Music. That's interesting, but it's unclear how YouTube Radio would differ from YouTube Mix, which already exists as an endless stream of music based on a search result. YouTube Mix functions somewhat like Pandora Radio, except that YouTube's music catalog is very different, much bigger, and stocked with a lot of live concert videos. So there's been buzz about YouTube Radio this week, and the ASCAP site picked up our coverage of it. But we think that's mainly because of the provocative name. There are no details, as of now, about the actual feature. Advertising technology company Zap Media released a study which examined streaming audio commercials, how many of them there are per hour, how frequently the commercial breaks happen, and which advertisers are commonly heard. The results are unsurprising in one way. Streaming music has a lot less commercial interruption than broadcast radio. Both industries understand that fact very well. On the streaming side, the low commercial load is a key competitive differentiator. On the broadcast side, a few stations have experimented with dramatically reducing the number of ads and charging advertisers more for them. You can find this study at zapmedia.com. Zap is spelled X-A-P-P. Podcasting, it is constantly in the news during this early 2015. One of the most significant items recently is a headline hire by Midroll Media, the podcast ad network which also develops original programs. Midroll lured Chris Bannon away from WNYC. Bannon will become chief content officer of Midroll Media, and he told Rain News that he would develop both existing and new shows. Chris Bannon developed well-known NPR programs like What Do You Know and Prairie Home Companion. He's leaving a big ship in the podcast realm. WNYC is a flagship station, and NPR generally is a dominant force in podcasting, thanks largely to its radio promotion power. When someone like Chris Bannon jumps from an established powerhouse to a podcast startup, it's a sign that podcasting is priming for a breakthrough. From the complex world of music licensing, Sony ATV and Spotify Europe reached a new licensing agreement. Sony ATV is the publishing arm of Sony Entertainment, so in the Spotify deal, it represents songwriters and composers. Sony ATV CEO Martin Bandier has been critical of songwriter payouts from streaming services, and presumably the latest agreement satisfies both companies. No details, though, about royalty rates were disclosed. This deal covers only the European markets in which Spotify operates. Pandora Radio launched a new service for musicians whose music is played in the service. It's called Artist Messaging. This is a soft launch to just a handful of artists now, with plans to go wide in the future. It works by letting musicians record spoken messages that are inserted into Pandora's streams before the artist's song is played. That adds personality to the listening and also gives the musician an opportunity to promote an upcoming concert to listeners in that city or announce an upcoming album. Artist Messaging follows the Artist Marketing Program, which was launched in October. That feature offers audience analytics for musicians. Here's something from Tumblr, the vast blogging platform unexpectedly entering the audio space. This happened when reports came in of copyright infringement takedowns of music posts. It's a little complicated. The Yahoo-owned service has allowed music to be posted in its blogs for years and recently installed a download button for bloggers to use with their own posted tracks. That button is convenient if you're posting your own music and sharing it with fans. At the same time, it exacerbates the infringement problem when a blogger puts up somebody else's song. It's unclear why or how the crackdown started happening when it did, but the punishment is apparently severe. Tumblr users reported having their blogs turned off entirely and losing their accounts without necessarily knowing what they had done wrong. That sort of confusion will get more common as the digital native generation of young people grows up. They have never lived in a world where music must be paid for. That is a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.